Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PNC Infratech Limited Q3 FY24 results conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan Shah. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I am pleased to welcome you all on the PNC Infratech Limited's third quarter Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Jain, along with senior management team. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. D.K. Agarwal, CFO, Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, VP Finance, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded the financial results and investor presentation on the stock exchange and company's website for your reference. Initially, I would like to mention the update of the industry, followed by operational development of the company and highlights of financial performance during the third quarter and 9 months of financial year 24, post which we will be happy to answer your questions. In the interim budget for financial year 25, the government continue its focus on development of infrastructure across the sectors with a total capital outlay of rupees 11 lakh crore, which is 11.1% higher than the outlay for the financial year 24. Project awarding activity in the roads and highway sector continue to be sluggish in the third quarter of the current financial year also. During the current financial year, so far, the overall length of new contract awarded till November 23 was 2,815 kilometers only, out of the target of 13,000 kilometers set forth for financial year 24. Though it is expected the MoRTH and NHAI will hasten the awarding process from the middle of this month of onwards, it needs to seen to what extent the awarding target set for the current financial year will be met before the year and before the code of conduct for the general elections comes into force. However, the awarding activity during the next financial year, during financial year 25, is expected to be swift with a large number of new projects. On the execution front, there is 10% increase in national highway construction with 5,248 kilometers completed in November 23 compared to 4,766 kilometers completed during the corresponding period of the last financial year. There has been significant growth in the toll revenue from national highways, increasing from rupees 17,759 crore in financial year 16 to rupees 48,028 crore in financial year 23. With fast increasing national highways and expressway network in the country and wide speed upgradation project being undertaken, the government aims for rupees 1,30,000 crore toll revenue by 2030 with an ambitious annual compounded growth rate of 15%. Now coming to the update on the company, I am delighted to announce a significant milestone for our company. In line with our multi-faceted strategic vision, which prioritizes value creation and efficient utilization of operation assets for both reinvestment and shareholder value enhancement, we successfully executed definite agreement with Highways Infrastructure Trust, which is Infrastructure Investment Trust, predominantly sponsored by KKR USA. This deal solidifies our commitment to unlocking our investment and maximizing value for our esteemed shareholders. This strategic move aligns with our ongoing efforts to fortify our position and contribute to sustainable growth. Under the proposed transaction, the company agreed to divest 12 of its road assets comprising 11 national highways, HAM assets and one state highway BOT assets of approximately 3,800 total land kilometers located in these states of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Karnataka and Rajasthan. The enterprise value of transaction is rupees 9,006 crore together with the earnouts translating to an equity value of rupees 2,902 crores including cash on the invested equity of rupees 1,740 crores. The transaction is subject to meeting certain regulatory and contractual conditions including obtaining necessary approvals from respective concession authorities and lenders. This transaction would help the company to further strengthen its balance sheet and would give a large headroom to continue pursuing the company's growth plans. During the quarter ending 31st December 2023, the company received a provisional completion certificate for two HAM projects of NHAI located in the state of Uttar Pradesh. The company achieved the financial closure for all four HAM projects that were awarded during the financial year 23, which is Prayagraj Kausambi Highway Package 3 and Package 2, 3 and 4 of Varanasi Ranchi Kolkata Greenfield Highway. Company received LOA for construction of Western Bhopal Bypass HAM project from MPRDC during third quarter for bid project cost of rupees 1,174 crores. Company's strong balance sheet and financial prudence resulting credit rating upgrades which enable us to secure debt at competitive rates. Out of the company's 28 fund-based projects, 3 are BOT toll projects, 2 are BOT NOT projects and 23 HAM projects. Aggregate bid project cost of all these 23 HAM project is around rupees 30,000 crore, which is one of the largest highway HAM project portfolio in the country. Out of total 23 HAM projects, the company has achieved PCOD and COD for 9 projects. 9 projects are under construction and 4 projects achieved financial closure. For one project, the company has received the letter of award in January 24. Regarding equity investment, the cumulative requirement for the HAM project which are under construction amounts to approximately rupees 3,000 crores. As of December 23, the company already infused rupees 1,881 crores and the remaining equity of rupees 1,062 crores is to be invested over next 2 to 3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirements. As on 31st December 23, the company unexecuted order book stands over rupees 17,380 crores, which includes EPC value of about rupees 5,580 crores of the 5 new HAM projects secured towards the end of last financial year and recently in the current financial year. Out of the unexecuted order book, highway and expressway contract contribute around 75% while water project contributes around 25%. The company has achieved notable progress in rural drinking water projects under the Jal Jeevan Mission during the first 3 quarters of current financial year. Till 31st December 23, the company has booked a total revenue of rupees 2,383 crores in drinking water segment, while during the third quarter booked a revenue of rupees 533 crores. Now I would present the result for the quarter ended December 31st, 23 and 9 months of financial year 24. Before discussing financial performance, I would like to share that during first quarter of financial year 23, the company received an early completion bonus of rupees 37.02 crore, which was included in the revenue for the 9 months of financial year 23. We have moderated the same in key financial for the 9 months of financial year 23 to make the financial performance of 9 months of financial year 24 objectively comparable with the corresponding periods. I would also like to highlight that 9 months of financial year 23 includes revenue of rupees 251 crore from Eastern Peripheral Expressway project, which is not adjusted from 9 months financial year 23 financials. Revenue, standalone revenue for the third quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 1,803 crore, which is higher by 11% as compared to rupees 1,627 crores in the third quarter of financial year 23. The EBITDA for the third quarter is rupees 239 crore, which is higher by 15% as compared to 208 crores in the third quarter of financial year 23. The EBITDA margin for the third quarter of financial year 24 is 13.28%. The profit for the third quarter of financial year 24 is 151 crore as compared to rupees 129 crore in the third quarter of financial year 23, a growth of 17% on a year-to-year basis. The PAT margin for the third quarter of financial year 24 is 8.4%. The standalone revenue for 9 months of financial year 24 is rupees 5,357 crores, which is higher by 9% as compared to rupees 4,909 crore in 9 months of financial year 23. The standalone EBITDA of 9 months of financial year 24 is rupees 712 crore, which is higher by 12% as compared to rupees 636 crore in 9 months of financial year 24. The standalone profit for the 9 months of financial year 24 is rupees 447 crore as compared to rupees 390 crore in 9 months of financial year 23, with a growth of 15%. The PAT margin for the 9 months of financial year 24 is 8.4%. Consolidated revenue of third quarter of financial year 24 is 2,047 crore as compared to rupees 1,803 crore in third quarter of financial year 23, a growth of 13%. The consolidated EBITDA for the third quarter of financial year 24 is 432 crore as compared to rupees 345 crores in the third quarter of financial year 23, a growth of 25%. The EBITDA margin for third quarter of financial year 24 is 21.1%. The consolidated PAT for third quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 185 crore as compared to rupees 140 crore in third quarter of financial year 23, a growth of 32%. The PAT margin for the third quarter of financial year 24 is 9%. The consolidated revenue for 9 months of financial year 24 is rupees 6,050 crores, which is higher by 8% as compared to rupees 5,614 crores in 9 months of financial year 23. The consolidated EBITDA for the 9 months of financial year 24 is rupees 1,268 crore as compared to rupees 1,152 crore in 9 months of financial year 23, a growth of 10%. The EBITDA margin for 9 months of financial year 24 is 21%. The consolidated profit for 9 months of financial year 24 is 514 crores as compared to rupees 475 crores in 9 months of financial year 23. The PAT margin for the 9 months of financial year 24 is 8.5%. As on 31st December 23, our net working capital cycle is 73 days as compared to 87 days as on 31st March 2023. Our net worth on standalone basis is rupees 4,378 crore as on 31st December 23, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 280 crore. The cash and bank balance as on 31st December 23 is rupees 315 crore. We have a net surplus of rupees 35 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.09 times. Our net worth is on consolidated basis is rupees 4,798 crore, whereas total debt is rupees 7,652 crores. As on 31st December 23, the total cash and bank balance, including current investment, is rupees 1,118 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.57 times. With this, we now open the floor for question answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on signing the definitive agreement with the KKR. So the first question is, sir, how are you going to utilize the cash flow from the proceeds, and what is the timeline in which you think you can complete the deal?
Actually, as already we have informed that we have signed the share purchase agreement for 12 assets. There are two phases, phase 1 and phase 2. In phase 1, there are 7 assets, 6 HAM and 1 BOT toll. And in the second phase, there are 5 assets. In first asset, timeline is August 24, where the enterprise value is 5,015 crore. And remaining second phase is by December 24, where the enterprise value 3,990 crore rupees.
How we are
utilizing? Okay. Equity value of breakup is first phase is 1,790 crore as against our infusion of 1,000 crore, and second phase is 1,113 crore as against our infusion of 740 crore.
What about utilization of this cash flow, sir?
Majorly
in HAM projects.
In the HAM projects.
For future HAM projects.
For future.
Understood, sir. My second question is, how do you think about the order inflow outlook, given that we are already in February, and it seems, of course, the pipeline seems to be decent at NHAI. But do you think that the given in your opinion, that we can have a decent cash, substantial order inflow in the remaining months? And the next question is that, do you intend to bid for the toll roads?
As you all know, the awarding activity, as our MD just now said, has been very sluggish during the 9 months of the current financial year. Even in the month of January also, awarding activity was very, very low. Though the government set a target of 13,000 kilometers, they could not even award even 3,000 kilometers, which is just less than 25%. So this the whole industry has the same issue, challenge in getting the new project. Nevertheless, As of now, there are 200 project opportunities have been floated by both the NHA as well as the MoRTH and the state government. Around 100 EPC opportunities are there for 70,000 crores, and even another 100 HAM opportunities for 90,000 crores and 11 DBFOT toll opportunities for 30,000 crores. We are evaluating all these opportunities. We expect from the 15th of this month till the end of current financial year or otherwise before model code of conduct kicks in. So the awarding activity would be there. So we are hoping to get some decent order book this year also to an extent of cumulatively around 8,000 crores. That's what we are expecting. With regard to toll projects, and the final model concession agreement or draft concession agreement has not come out. We are very carefully evaluating these toll assets because there is a traffic risk is involved and also there is a huge investment is involved. We are not so aggressive, we will not be so aggressive in the toll assets. However, we will be carefully evaluating and based on our detailed traffic studies and financial viability studies and the bankability studies, we will take a call whether to bid or not. If at all, if you want to bid, we'll see the which is the best project. Accordingly, we'll take a call.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandapal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Yogeshji. Congratulations on the deal, sir. My question was that this 1740 crores of equity investment. So how much is the pending equity investment in this?
Pending equity investment 1,000.
Out of the 1,700, sir?
Yeah, out of the 12 assets, 11 HAM and 1 toll. So out of the 1740 investments which you have to make, mm-hmm. how much is still pending to be invested?
It's around 438 crore rupees, sir.
438 crore you have to be invested.
Yeah.
But the 2902 crore, sir, wo badhega ki wo bhi, it will be same only, even after this investment of 430. This 2902 crores of equity valuation, will it increase because we have yet to invest 438 crores in this?
No, we have compared entire equity to be infused or to be infused. So which is, this includes in the 2903 crore rupees, sir.
Okay, so you have to still infuse cash of 438, so you will receive 2902, so your net proceeds will be 2902 minus 438, right?
Right.
Okay. And just one more thing, sir, in this 2902, what will be the total cash when the cutoff debt which you have taken for this 2902, so what is already the cash which is lying on these assets, 12 assets?
In 2903, cash and bank is 375 crore rupees, sir.
375 crores, right?
Yes.
Can you use this cash for, is it unencumbered cash or again DESRA and MMR, or can it be used for funding this 438 crores of equity?
This includes everything. This includes the DESRA, MMR and free cash.
But you cannot use it for investing 438 crores of equity. So 438 you have to bring in separately, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it, sir. Just on the last question, sir, any update on beyond the NHAI pipeline which you are evaluating, whatever NHAI awards this year for rest of the financial year, what are the other segments where you see, if you can give us some color on the bid pipeline in water, railways, other segments which we are targeting, metro and all, beyond the existing NHAI awards?
See, beyond the NHA and beyond the highway sector, the water sector, we are already doing projects, drinking water sector. If the similar kind of projects opportunities are coming in the other states, drinking water, looking at those opportunities also. And apart from the highway projects that are being floated by NHA, MSRDC state government is also coming out with certain highway projects. So we are looking at that opportunity also, evaluating the opportunity. And water sector, what has happened, the three states which were also floating tenders like Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, because there was a pause because of the elections held there. Now since new governments have formed in all three states, we are looking forward to have some kind of a bidding opportunities in water sector in these three states. So once the bids are floated, we will evaluate the opportunities.
Okay. And just that yesterday the UP budget was announced, so any major projects you are expecting out of that budget on the infrastructure side?
Come again? Which state?
UP.
Yesterday the UP government announced their financial budget for the year. I think yesterday or day before yesterday. So any major projects do you expect from the state side beyond that Ganga Expressway? Any more projects to come in the next financial year?
See, UPIDA is, what we heard that UPIDA has commissioned certain studies for the DPRs, that the full details are not available, but we'll see that if some projects are coming up from the, within the UP, including any opportunities of the state highways, we'll look into it.
And anything on the metro projects in UP, any metro projects you are targeting in Varanasi, Kanpur or any other city? Anything coming up?
Yeah, some metro projects are coming.
Yeah, coming. Expansion of Kanpur network and
Gorakhpur, Varanasi.
Varanasi and also Agra also. In further extension of the metro lines which are already there, alignment. So we'll look at those opportunities also.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the monetization deal. Sir, couple of questions. So first, in terms of the coming to the guidance front, so 9 months we have done 8.3% revenue growth. So what's the guidance for the full year? And for FY25, what kind of a revenue growth we are looking at?
This year, see, we are looking at a 10% for the full year because there was some active and prolonged monsoon during the second quarter and also some this thing. So we have achieved 8.33% as of 9 months. So we are expecting around 10% revenue growth for the current financial year over the previous financial year. And also next year also, we are expecting the similar kind of a growth, 10% over the current financial year.
Okay, and the EBITDA margin will be the remain the same 13 to 13.5%?
Yes. EBITDA
okay.
Margin will sustain the same thing.
Yeah, and in terms of the order inflow, sir, when we say that we are looking at another 8,000 odd crore to be received, by March, so in this, how much are we looking at NHAI, HAM, and any other segment that we are looking at?
Primarily, this will be HAM projects of NHAI and also then EPC projects of highway sector only. As of now, we are looking at cumulative of 8,000 crores. Out of that, we already got 1,174 crores. So another 7,000 crores new order book we are expecting before 31st. It will be roughly say 50% HAM and 50% EPC.
So sir, let's say this is relatively less versus what we initially have thought. So let's say in the next year, even if let's say we don't get this 7,000 also, maybe a 2,000-3,000 less, for next year how much we can, so if we get the 8,000, how much number are we looking at in terms of the order inflow for next year?
Yes, our managing director has mentioned, definitely next year the awarding activity will be very active because the projects which NHA could not be bid out during this year and also the NHA's allocation and overall capital outlay is very high, 11 lakh crores. So we are looking at a very major bidding opportunities in the highway sector and also other sectors where this thing. So next year, we are expecting an order inflow of not less than 12,000 crores.
Okay, got it. So broadly speaking, so in terms of the till March, how much value, you mentioned the opportunity definitely, but how much value of projects have we already bidded and where the outcome is yet to come? And second, how much more are we planning to bid by March?
See, already we had submitted 17 bids comprising 6 HAM projects as well as 11 EPC projects for a total aggregate value of 14,000 crores. These bids we have submitted and we are waiting for the opening of the price bids. So we expect some orders from these 14,000 crores. Apart from that, NHA, MoRTH and also MSRTC floated bids for a nearly 200 projects and with a total estimated cost of 1.9 lakh crores. So we are evaluating these opportunities. So definitely going forward right from maybe around the second week of February till the end of March, so we'll be bidding this thing. So we expect the order book from these thing also, these projects also. So as I said, at least 7,000 crores of new orders we are expecting before 31st March.
Okay. And for these, the three HAM projects, so one we have got the appointed date of FY23. So remaining three, when we expect the appointed date and the recent MPRDC, when the appointed date are expected?
For the one project, we got the appointed date with effect from 1st of February, that is Prayagraj Koshambi MoRTH projects. Other three projects also, the land acquisition process is in progress and also disbursements are being made to the landowners. So we are expecting at least two projects before the end of the current financial year. And in case of MSRTC project, it's a state government acquisition, it's a greenfield. It is not under NH Act, but still land control, everything is under the control of state administration and district administration. There the progress is good. So that also we expect before the second quarter, we expect the appointed date for that also. So we don't expect any delay in the declaration of appointed date for MPRDC project, because being a state project.
And the remaining one, so two NHI AD you said by March, and the one will be in Q1 FY25?
Yes. Early Q1 FY25.
And sir, in terms of the equity, what you mentioned, that 1062 crore to be invested. So in Q4, how much and FY25, 26 and 27? And does this include the MPRDC project equity also?
This MPRDC equity we have not considered 1062 crores. The total requirement in January, February, March is 118 crore. And FY25 around 450 crore. And FY26 360. And remaining in the FY27.
Okay, got it. Sir, a couple of project-wise order book, if you can help us. I will name the project and if you can help me the outstanding order book as on December. So, Chakeri Allahabad?
It is only 22 crore, sir.
Okay. Chalakari Hariyur?
110.
110, okay. And Jagdishpur Faizabad?
Only 10 crore, so negligible, 10 crore only.
Almost 10.
Almost complete.
Aligarh Kanpur package 5?
It is 50 crore, sir.
350? Sir, it was 9.
Only 50 crore, 50.
Okay, 50 crore. Unnao Lalganj?
Unnao Lalganj is only 80 crore, sir.
80. Meerut Najibabad?
Meerut Najibabad is 42 crore, sir.
42 crore, okay. And Delhi Vadodara package 31?
Almost completed, hardly 20-25 crore.
Okay. And irrigation project is how much?
It is same 950 crore rupees. 950.
950. And Gaju Village, Devinagar bypass package 1C?
1C 330 crore.
30 crore. And Haryana Orbit Rail project?
It is 770.
717. 770.
770.
Okay. And on the balance sheet front, sir, if you can help us with the inventory, data and payable absolute value as on December.
The debtor is 1810 crore.
Okay. Inventory?
830 crore, sir.
130 crore and the payable is, sir?
They will be around 750 crore.
750?
Yeah.
Okay, and mobilization advance, retention money and HAM data, water data, if it is available.
Mobilization advance is 630 crore. Retention is 130 crore, 130.
Okay. HAM data and water data?
Water data was 730 crore. Out of that, around 220 crore we have relied in the month of January.
Okay.
And HAM data is 750 crore.
750 crore. Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you. And on the way, I will be in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to check, like, you know, a couple of data points that you provide every quarter, you are also open to sharing. So is it possible to keep this in PPT?
PPT?
No, no. What I'm saying, like, you know, the data point that you are providing, before this question, you are open to providing all the data points. So can you include everything in the PPT? Like, you know, it will just save time and then probably, just a thought.
Okay. Okay. We will look into. So we'll try to include these things in the PPT.
From next quarter.
From next quarter onwards. So that it is available to all the interested parties.
Yeah, sure, sir. Thank you. The deal that we have signed, what do you see a tax implication on this particular thing, the amount of 2,900 crore, eventually how much we'll get after the taxes?
Sorry,
sir.
Can you repeat the question? As on date, we can't say. Because not net current assets valuation over at the time of the closing. So at that point of time, actual we can inform.
Got it. And sir, in terms of phasing that you mentioned, ki pehle phase mein, phase one and couple of assets, and then second couple of assets are there. So is it like, you know, the deal is like independent to the phases, or probably like both the deal will happen? How exactly it is structured?
Actually, at the time of the initial talking with them and by signing of the non-binding offer, the project which were, we have received the PCOD and COD, we have considered the phase one, and project which were under construction, we have considered the phase two. That was the only reason. In case phase two project hum log jaldi kar lete, so it can consider the phase one also. There is no restriction on that also.
Okay. So basically they are independent, but
independent. Conditionally we have specifically we have done, because at that point of time they were under construction. Then the phase two out of five projects, we have already received the PCOD as on date. So we can consider out of five, three projects in the phase one also. So all the opportunities are with us. There is no restriction ki 7 hi karne, 9 karne, 10 karne, woh 12 honge to 12 bhi hum kar, matlab complete bhi kar sakte
hain. We have built in the flexibility in the security purchase agreement. There is a interchangeability is possible. Either it can be in a two tranches or one tranche, and this 7+5 also could change, may like 8+4 or 9+3 kind of a thing. So that is there.
Okay. And then when this agreement is signed, which isn't this a signing fee be involved with that, yeah? Initially, whether the other party provides you?
No, there is no signing fee as such. We signed it on 15th of January. There is no signing fee.
Okay, okay. No, actually, the reason I'm asking everything is like, you know, can a party sign just a phase one and can they like not get into phase two with you later on?
We have signed simultaneously all the 12 assets. SPA, we have signed single.
Okay, okay, got it. And last thing, yeah, sorry, sir.
Both parties are interested to sell and purchase all the 12 assets.
Okay, okay. And then last thing from me is on the awards. I think there were comments from Secretary Moth that there will be a new MCA model concession agreement will be there, and then like you know they are doing some changes. So I think though I like you know as an industry participant, everyone is quite hopeful that you know next 2 months there will be awards. But is it like in terms of steps, if one has to see there will be a new MCA and then the awarding will happen, or how exactly you are saying things, sir?
Yeah, see. Now they have floated over 11 tenders. Out of 11 tenders, they issued a draft concession agreement for the three tenders and based on the old format. So they have not revised. We expect revised MCA will be issued maybe in a couple of weeks. The award will be based on the new concession agreement, revised concession agreement only. So the revised concession agreement they have not issued so far.
ओके और सर ये जो टेंडर अनाउंस किए हैं 11 जो आपने बताया है व्हेन दिस केम आउट
दिस केम आउट ड्यूरिंग द मंथ ऑफ जनवरी एंड सम टुवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ दिसंबर बट दो दे इश्यूड द आरएफपी एंड एनआईटी द स्केड्यूल्स दे इश्यूड ओनली इन द मंथ ऑफ जनवरी एंड वेरी रिसेंटली दे इश्यूड द स्केड्यूल एज वेल एज ड्राफ्ट कंसेशन एग्रीमेंट फॉर गुवाहाटी that is in the towards the end of January.
Okay, so everything is recent. So they are still going ahead. Okay, they are still going ahead with that old agreement, and then MCA will further come, and then further you need to reevaluate everything, and then the bidding will happen, or how exactly it will happen?
Yes, yes. We have to at least the MCA
provisions. They will. All the bid will be with the new MCA. New MCA.
Okay, okay. And this new MCA is for both, is it for HAM and BOT, or it's only for one?
No, it's for HAM. It's for BOT only.
It's for only BOT.
BOT. Okay. Sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question and congratulations on the highway infrastructure trust. So my first question is on the Vivas Se Vishwas scheme. So we had received approvals from NHAI of more than 750 crore. So when do we expect the claims to be the proceeds from the claims?
NHAI's offers we received in the month of December. And then we accepted those offers, and post that there is a procedure to be followed. The applications what we filed to execute these awards, execution applications, as well as the applications filed by NHA challenging the award under Section 34, these petitions have to be withdrawn. So we have already withdrawn in two matters, execution petition. NHA withdrawn the Section 34 application in one matter. Post withdrawal of the applications, the settlement agreement has to be signed. Within 30 days from the date of settlement agreement, NHA has to pay the amount to the parties. This is the procedure. We expect out of three, so far we accept for three projects, three awards. So we expect at least one or two cases to be settled before the end of this financial year. We receive the proceeds.
So this would be in value terms how much?
See, total 766 crores, the offers what we had accepted. So at least if you combine two
maybe two out of three, maybe something around 300 crores could be this year and remaining would be next year.
Okay. In Q1 FY25 you can expect the
model. Maybe, yeah, if you, you can say it's a something like 50-50 kind of a thing.
So, because you have received one more claim recently of 42 crore, that is a different claim, what I understand.
Yeah, yeah, that's because it's not under Vidava phase first, it's a regular kind of a thing. Section 34 application was dismissed and accordingly the amount deposited by the respondent with the court has released the amount, 42 crores. That's a state government project, Haryana State Roads and Bridges Development Corporation. We received the amount.
Okay. And so coming back to the deal with highway interest setters, so as you said, there is a balance equity requirement. So sir, you will invest the balance equity requirement before the long shot date of December 24th for the remaining HAM projects. Is my understanding correct, sir?
Then actually, at the time of the logbook date, total equity were required, but as on date on 31st December, only 90 crore is outstanding, all these projects. But as on 31st March 2023, where it was a logbook date, it was outstanding 438 crore. We have already invested during this year.
So now to you to just invest 90 balance for
that is 90 as on 31st December, all in all these projects.
So sir, I think...
before closure of the deal.
Yeah.
Closure of the deal, okay. So this is included in this equity requirement of 1,062 crore, right, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
And sir, so by August 24 and December 24, respectively, if we take two separately, the two phase, we have to just finally conclude the deal and the proceeds will follow after the long shot date, that is after August 24 and December 24. Is my understanding correct?
Right.
So we can expect that first proceed of first phase one by Q3 and the second one by Q4, if at all, we follow the same structure.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Okay. And sir, one more thing. So, another thing. That's the deal which we have entered. So what will be the outstanding debt as on date?
Actually, we have calculated in the other manner what was the outstanding, what we have to take because there are certain projects which are under construction where we have to execute the work and we have to take the disbursement. So, considering all these things, it was 6,479 crore.
But by the time of the deal, this debt can come down because we must have repaid for...
Because certain repayment has already been started on the all the projects which are under operation. Yeah. Yeah.
So then there could be some change in the valuation, right, sir? Okay, got it. So, final thing from my side, can you give me toll collection data for the operational toll projects?
Yes. In the Kanpur Highway, it is 24 crore in third quarter. Bareilly Armora is 17 crore. And Raebareli Jaunpur is 32 crore. That is annuity amount. Yeah.
Annuity too, sir. And what about the other one? Narela?
Narela, it is 13.6 crore.
13.6 crore. Okay. So these are the four. And sir, on the irrigation project, canal project, sir, the revenue is not moving. But you said that there could be some movement in Q4. So are we going to, because now the government, are we going to hand over, are we looking to hand over the project or we are going to still persist to complete the project? So what is the thought behind it? Because it's been lagging for quite some time now.
Which one, sir?
So the irrigation project of 950 crore, which has been in the order backlog.
Irrigation project, see, as of now, we are not executing, of course, there is a water in the canal system also. We are vigorously pursuing with the government for realization of whatever the billed amount. And also then we'll see, because now next 2 months there will be elections, because state government, state assembly elections are coupled with the general elections. So we'll take a strategic decision with the advice by the...
We are taking. Okay. I sir, on the final question from my side on the CGM project. So, the outstanding orders. So, what is the targeted revenue for FY24, 25, 26?
Jal Jeevan, we have already achieved 1,350 crores of revenue in the current financial year till 31st December. And subsequently also we executed more than 400 crores as of date. So we are expecting 2,000 crores plus revenue in the current financial year. And 3,000 plus crores as a cumulative year at the end of the current financial year. And next financial year, we are expecting a revenue of 3,000 crores. And the remaining anything will be there, that will be for a commissioning and other things, they hold 10%. That will be realized in the FY26.
So basically, you have done 1,351 crores in 9 months. And you are targeting almost 2,000 crores plus in FY24. That's it from my side. Congratulations and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for the monetization. So most of my questions are answered. I just need one data point on CAPEX. So what is the CAPEX that we did in Q3 and how much are we planning for Q4 then?
Actually, we have estimated around 100 to 120 crore in the FY24. But till December, CAPEX was 35 crore. Now we are changing. It should be not more than 50 to 60 crore rupees in FY24.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, what would be the tax implication on the arbitration award that you will receive on from the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme on the 760 crores?
It's a regular tax will be there. Tax implication will be regular.
Will it be 20% or 25%?
25%.
25%. Okay. And sir, in the AP project, what is the outstanding debtors that we have as of now? Irrigation project?
Which one?
AP.
Irrigation project is 179 crore.
That is a receivable from the government?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the cumulative execution that we have done in the project till date? Around 250 crores?
Yeah, it will be around that.
Okay, so any timeline and when would we be able to recover this amount?
See, we are expecting some part payment before the end of the February and some more payment before the end of the current financial year. But we are crossing our fingers as state government is already in election mode and also then there is a paucity of funds with the state government. But we are expecting some amount before end of the current month.
Okay. And sir, lastly, when do we expect to receive PCOD for the remaining two HAMs which are in the deal?
One HAM project we are expecting before end of this month. And another also we are trying to get before end of this month. Both the projects, Meerut Najimabad as well as Chalikare Haryur. Between 15th of February and 29th of February, we are expecting PCOD for these two projects.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot. Those were my questions.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan Shah for closing comments.
Before the concluding, just one question in terms of the early completion bonus. So I think the two projects, Mitra Sen Kanpur, where we are expecting a bonus, and Unnao Lalganj 5.21. So when are we going to receive and what's the value of the early completion bonus?
Yes, see, as you said, Unnao Lalganj is around 5 crores short, and in case of this Aligarh Kanpur package for 5 also around 6 crores. As per the terms of the concession agreement, the bonus the NHA will release along with the first annuity.
Okay, so apart from this, there is no project where we are expecting any bonus.
As of now, we are not expecting any bonus. Sorry, any other project.
Okay, got it. And sir, these three states where we mentioned MP, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh water projects, so any ballpark idea in terms of the size, how much it could be, the broader idea?
No, because see, these states have not floated the tenders. Until unless they float up, we know there are certain projects to be executed across these three states, but since they have not floated the tenders, going to elections and the formation of government and all, would not be share any ballpark figure as of now. Certainly going forward, once the tenders are floated, we will be able to share. So some clarity will emerge maybe during the next quarter.
Okay. And sir, these four HAM projects that we receive in FY23, so in the presentation I can see the EPC value is higher than the BPC value. So what could be the reason?
See, BPC value is exclusive of GST, whereas EPC value, we are including the GST.
But then also, sir, it, the GST, even if we take 18%, so normally, if I add the BPC plus 18% GST, so the EPC should be closer to 90% of BPC, but it seems the EPC value is much higher.
We'll just relook it into. We are not gone through the thing in detail, so we'll share it to you separately offline.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, and thank you, management, for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Sir, do you have any closing comments?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation in our earning call. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.